The final WTO ruling against the United States over country of origin labeling has reignited the fierce debate over the law originally passed by Congress in the 2002 Farm Bill. The debate pits producer against producer, including those who serve in Congress that hold opposing viewpoints. Senator John Tester is a Democrat and rancher from Montana who considers cool to be a food safety issue.
I'm the only farmer who butchers his own meat and brings it to Washington. It might sound kind of funny, but quite frankly, I like to know where my meat came from. And I know exactly where it came from if I do the work. Not everybody has that ability. In fact, very, very, very few people have that ability. And that's why we passed country of origin labeling.
Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler is a cattle producer from Missouri who's opposed to cool.
This is a program, a government-mandated marketing program that has not proven effective. It hasn't worked for both consumers or producers, and that's why it needs to be repealed. The facts are clear now. The USDA COOL program is an unnecessary trade barrier that's bad for our livestock producers and could have far-reaching negative impacts for our entire economy.
Introduction of a bill in the House to repeal COOL is bipartisan and co-sponsored by Democrat Jim Costa of California, who's concerned about other products that could be impacted if Canada and Mexico retaliate over the labeling law.
My family has been a part of California's agriculture for three generations. The Canadian government has already published its list of commodities that will be subject to retaliatory measures, and we estimate that it could cost California alone over $1 billion. Over $1 billion. These imports impact table, wine, and grape products. They involve a host of other fresh fruits and vegetable products.
There are some cooler heads in the debate, such as Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who says there's still time to decide the best course of action.
Canada and Mexico can't start retaliation immediately. The process will probably look something like this. First, the United States will likely object to the amount of damages Mexico and Canada will request, which will send that case then to arbitration. That process usually takes 60 days, which then means it will be almost August when we have a recess before the amount of damages from this case will be settled. It's only at that point that Canada and Mexico can retaliate.
However, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has made it clear that the future of COOL is now in the hands of Congress.
Congress has got to fix this problem. They either have to repeal COOL or they have to modify it and amend it to create some sort of generic label. It's up to Congress to figure out what to do.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.